Exclusive, Trump lawyer Alina Habba on NY ruling. I will respond in appeal and you can read it and weep. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 21, 2024. Trump lawyer Alina Habba told Breitbart News Daily that she is going to thoughtfully and methodically respond to the ruling in New York's fraud case against former President Donald Trump, stating that it is going to be on the appeal and you can read it and weep. Habba spoke about the trial in the aftermath of a New York Judge Arthur Engoron, ordering Trump to pay $355 million over allegations of fraud. The judge also banned Trump from conducting business in the Empire State for 3 years. Let's just go to common sense, because the order that you're reading is not common sense. It's absolutely absurd, and for me to try to explain to you how Judge Engoron got to his ridiculous number would mean I have to go speak about politics and the problem with the dual justice system and election interference right now. But the numbers are what they are. What bank, whatever, just write a check. So that's how they feel they had a right to come in under a consumer fraud statute that's never been used in this way and butt their nose into two private, sophisticated individuals in a contract that has never been breached. No loan defaults, no loss of money, no victims, no damages, she said, adding that banks had nothing to do with the lawsuit and actually testified that they loved working with the Trump Organization. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Alina Habba, February 21, 2024. Ms. Letitia James is supposed to value properties now? She's got a bunch of associates under her, giving you what they think the value of Trump Tower is, and that's the basis of a lawsuit? Habba continued, pointing to the absurdity of the entire case. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank and Trump have no problems, no lawsuits. No one's saying they lost money. No one's saying they were hurt. Everyone's saying we did our due diligence. Trump's saying we did our due diligence. Everybody looks at the values. They put a number on it, they get a deal. They make a contract, and then they're good on the terms of that contract. Where is the harm? Because Ms. James and Judge Engoron say Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million? She asked, adding that these people live in this world where they frankly have no real knowledge. If you look at Judge Engoron, he made a terrible decision that was reversed, hurting landlords and tenants in the state of New York, and he's known for that. He has said on the record that even if a jury says something and gets it wrong, he won't agree with it, and he can use his own powers as a judge to completely disregard what a jury says, she said. This is who we are dealing with. So if you want me to make sense of a nonsensical order, I just would assure you that number one, I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to do it thoughtfully, methodically, and it's going to be on the appeal, Trump's lawyer said. And you know, you can read it and weep, but that's where we are at right now, she added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.